The Affordable Care Act is a huge undertaking, and because it's new, there are a lot of questions. Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger talked to a few people who received special training to answer those questions at no cost to consumers.
So, hey, Brandon, give me a scone, please. And medium hot chocolate skin.
Kevin Wehart of the Western Illinois Regional Council is placing his order at Sullivan Taylor Coffee House on McCombs Courthouse Square.
No whipped cream.
Wehart says enrolling in Obamacare is kind of like placing an order at a coffee house or restaurant.
With those different choices you have, and you're going to see all these different plans, four different insurance companies, I believe, in Illinois are participating. So there's going to be it's going to be like going to a buffet. You know, there's going to be a lot of different things there you can choose from.
It's a good idea to know what you might want to eat before going there. It's the same basic principle with signing up for the Affordable Care Act. Wehart says four choices are offered under the Act, the Bronze, Silver, Gold, and Platinum plans. Bronze has the lowest premiums but charges the highest deductible. Silver and Gold are in the middle, while Platinum cost more up front, but the deductibles are lower.
So, for example, if somebody has a lot of health issues, they're going to want to pay a higher premium to have a lower deductibles and co-insurance.
Wehart is one of the navigators trained to answer questions about the Affordable Care Act. He's hearing plenty of them every day. Wehart says he can answer questions about the program but cannot tell people to buy a specific plan. His top piece of advice? Be patient. Wehart says once the problems with the online system are corrected, most people should be computer savvy enough to navigate the site themselves. Wehart also believes most people recognize the Health Care Act's potential benefits.
Most people, whether they like the system or not, understand and know that something had to be done with our health care system in this country. I believe over time it can improve.
The goal is to get people on health insurance to take care of health issues before they become life-threatening or costly issues. And so I think overall it's a very good process for them.
This is Lynette Kale. She's the public health administrator at the McDonough County Health Department. She says almost every health department in Illinois has someone trained in Obamacare. Her department has a handful of experts, including Kale and Keith Keller. Keller says Obamacare will protect those with pre-existing conditions and those who develop costly health problems.
They can't get dropped if they say they've already got insurance and develop cancer. Insurance companies can no longer drop them as well. So I think that'll help cover a lot more people that need care and keep costs down in the long run too.
Keller says he personally knows people who were dropped by their insurance company after getting sick. Keller says to become a navigator, he went through an extensive training program with the state, then another 20 hours of online training with the feds. He says during all that training, he learned what is and what is not true about Obamacare.
I know that there is a lot of misconceptions about undocumented people here in the United States getting free health care through this, which I learned in there is absolutely not true. They're only receiving the same coverage that they receive now, which is emergency room care for life or death situations. They aren't eligible for the Affordable Care Act.
You have to be a documented resident of the United States to get this.
You have to be a legal resident of the United States to get this, correct.
Lynette Kale says a goal of Obamacare is to make preventative care available to all Americans. That includes mammograms, maternity and newborn care, and mental health care.
Those kind of things are things that typically insurance has not covered in the past, that doing something on the preventative end saves thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars on later in life.
Kale says it's also about taking responsibility. She says people are worried about how much health care is going to cost, but they don't think about what it will cost if something unexpected happens and they're not insured. She thinks the Affordable Care Act will help prevent people from going bankrupt when they run up hundreds of thousands of dollars in emergency medical bills. Like the others, Kale is preaching patience with the new system.
Yes, it's going to be a little frustrating at the beginning, but every new thing is.
That includes Social Security. Reuters reports when Social Security was getting started, it was blamed for slowing the economy and swelling the size of the federal government. Some members of Congress despised it and formed a blue ribbon panel to overhaul it. That was in 1937. Today, Social Security is one of the most popular government programs, and it shows you need to allow some time for a massive new program to take hold. It'll take longer than a cup of coffee to work out the kinks and find out whether it's helping people. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.